John Dorsey just got outbid, bro.
From the land of the free and the home of the Chiefs, with two-man coverage of the red and gold, this is the Locked On Chiefs Podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Welcome back, Chiefs Kingdom. Some interesting stuff going on around Chiefs land right now as the team is dealing with the fallout of the Super Bowl. Probably kudos for Andy Reid in terms of, you know, guys from his coaching tree, his progeny in terms of quarterback development have moved up and moved on. I think that's great for him, and so that he deserves some credit for that. I'm Ryan Tracy, the founder of Rogue Analytics. You can find my written work over at ChiefsDigest.com. Chris is traveling back, so it's just me today, but we're going to talk about a couple of things, and very quickly, we're going to have a conversation I had with Therese Paylor the other day about the trade, about Brett Veach, about Kendall Fuller himself. Great, and very, very thankful that Therese took the time out while he's up in Minneapolis trying to cover the Super Bowl to sit down for a couple of minutes and get on the phone with me so we could hash a couple things out. Very much appreciate Therese Paylor today. Thanks. Here's what's going on. Very interesting conversation that Malcolm Butler had after the Super Bowl, after he was benched prior to the game. They went with Eric Rowe, and I think it kind of backfired on the Patriots. But when talking to some ESPNers after the game in the locker room, supposedly said that he feels they gave up on him. I'm not going to quote here. I don't have it in front of me, but that's the general gist, and that it is what it is. Clearly a guy that's going to move on. I'm not sure what this does for his free agent stock. We're going to find that out, though, because the Chiefs are definitely somebody that could be interested in a player of that caliber, especially if he was benched through what the coaches thought was poor play and not anything to do with the law or anything like that. We're going to find out, I'm sure, as it all comes down. But Butler's a guy that can play the position that even with Kendall Fuller, the Chiefs are still, you know, looking to add some talent, whether it's in the draft or possibly a, I don't want to say cheap, but a lower end free agent. Definitely don't see them going out as much as Seth would probably like it. I don't see a Tremaine Jackson, Johnson. I don't see a huge free agent spend at the corner position in this offseason. But a guy that doesn't break the bank, a draft pick certainly I can see, could be in the mix as well, where you have Peters, you have Fuller. And you're going to hear from Trez here in a second. Maybe Fuller can play outside. Maybe he's truly a slot. He's been great in the slot. I think Steven Nelson probably struggled there a little bit this last season with the abdominal surgery and that kind of thing. I'm not ready to give up on Steven Nelson. So if Fuller can play outside and the Chiefs are comfortable with that, I think you have a trio to go with. But you always want depth and you always want an improvement. And in case Steven Nelson doesn't improve or bounce back, having more talent there that you possibly pay for but definitely could draft, I think, pays off. So that's something to keep in mind. Keep an eye out for him, and we'll definitely talk about this leading up to the draft. This position is not going to go away soon. Another bit of news in what's kind of, bothersome for probably what's going on in Kansas City, the retooling of the staff. Clearly they wanted to get younger on defense. That has happened. I don't know if that's going to be the answer, but things change on offense as well. Brad Childress went and retired. Now we find out on Monday that he's coming out of retirement to join the staff and work for Matt Nagy. Clearly, the two have been working very, very closely over the last few years, and there's got to be a connection there. But to tell Andy Reid, hey, I'm done, I'm retired, and then turn around in a couple of weeks and take a job with a younger guy in another city, I think that's kind of indicative of something. Probably Childress was looking for a position, maybe the OC again, maybe an assistant head coach position, something that he didn't get. And so that was his out. I wouldn't call it a betrayal, but certainly doesn't look good for what he wanted versus what Andy Reid wanted. We'll see how that plays out. You have to hope that Andy Reid knows what he's doing. Watching his protege win the Super Bowl has got to light a fire somewhere, and we'll see how he reacts to that. Going to be very telling, and this is just another one that kind of points like, all right, Andy's got to step his game up. As good as he is, he's definitely got to take what's happened in the last 2 months since they exited the playoffs and really take it to heart. This is a coming moment for Andy Reid that could be fight or flight. Got to hope that for his sake and the Kansas City Chiefs' sake, that they can put that all together. He can take those notes and progress. Now, why don't we move on? I had a great conversation with Therese over the phone, and here it is. He was at the Senior Bowl. Now he's at the Super Bowl, burning the midnight oil for you. He's Therese Paylor from the Kansas City Star. How you doing, Therese?
How's it going, man? I'm good.
I know you're really busy. Appreciate you taking the time to come on with us real quick.
Yeah, of course, man.
We're tight for time, so we'll just jump in. With the arrival of Kendall Fuller, I don't know if you've had a chance to look at his tape in depth or just a little bit here, but he looks like a guy to me that could be kind of a Swiss Army knife for the Chiefs. Maybe come into a competition with Steven Nelson, whether who's going to play in that nickel or who's going to play outside. How does he look to you?
He's pretty impressive to me, man. You know, I haven't gotten a chance to do extensive work on him in the NFL, but based on what I've seen – and also my eval of him in the 2016 draft, you know, really good movement skills and a natural feel of the position. And one thing that is important to remember is I put a second-round grade on him, an early second-round grade on him in 2016, even though he had that knee injury. He ended up going in the third. So that's how much I thought about his talent. This guy does his best work in the slot, but I believe the Chiefs think he can be a starter. And, you know, I think they had an opportunity to maybe get like a second round pick and something else for Alex. But the chance to get this guy, you know, is really important because they're going to have to spend a pick on a corner early anyway. So this really just gives you more depth there, maybe a little bit more flexibility. They still get a third round pick. That's, hey, they still have three top 100 picks, man. You know, that's good. That's what you want. And I expect those picks to go to this defense that, frankly, didn't have the kind of talent we thought it did. You know, they really weren't able to fortify much on the defensive side of the ball due to their cap situation. I think that's the reason that that Bob Sutton was retained. It's the only reason. I mean, just think about it. If Andy didn't get rid of him, it's because he doesn't really think he had the talent to do what he needed to do with. So I expect that to be rectified this offseason, though, man. I think they're going to go with some young guys this offseason and kind of see how it goes. But, no, Fuller's fantastic, and I think he'll be a major part of this thing.
So from where you're sitting, do you think that this makes Revis maybe expendable, that they're going to go young, maybe bring in some younger guys to back up the top three?
Yeah, I think so. I think you got to go young. I mean, you never really know. But, yeah, I do think they're going to go young because – and I'd be surprised if there's more than one kind of bigger name free agent acquisition, if even that. I think they got to do some cap rectification this year, and I think this is the year to play young guys, see what you got, take some L's while Pat is still learning on the fly his first year. But, like, 2019, like, the expectation is a Super Bowl. 2020 as well. You'll have money to spend, and you'll have Pat on his rookie deal. Super cheap for 2019 and 20, man. So, you know, I think that's where they're kind of headed. Not, if you ask me, I think that's a rock-solid plan. You know, this team got old, and if you're only looking at one transition year, with the transition year being anything from 7-9 to 9-7, with a potentially all-pro quarterback that just needs reps, they'll take that. You know, I think whatever comes this year, you know, fans should enjoy watching this kid develop because Mahomes is special. I'm actually about to post a story about I've been talking to people here at the Super Bowl about what to expect from him. Like, lots of buzz about Mahomes. Really, really high praise from Lewis Riddick and Jeff Schwartz and a bunch of guys. So,
well, and that, like you said, that window's open with him being at such a low salary. Do you expect that these changes both on both sides of the ball will let Sutton be a little bit more aggressive, return to some of the times that we've seen him be more creative in his blitz packages, doing some other things because he has better athletes?
I do think he will. I think he wants to be more aggressive than he has been. I think the fact that Andy kept him, like, Andy's not stupid, guys, okay? Like, Andy wants to win as much as anybody. He's like, I can tell you, I think he's pretty annoyed by the loss, to be honest. So if he didn't fire Sutton, there's probably a reason, right? I think it's because he just didn't think Bob had everything he needed to be as aggressive as he'd prefer him to be. If you look at what the Chiefs' defense was in 2013, 2014, 2015, they were much more aggressive than they were this year. And I think some of that had to do with the, with personnel. So, yeah, and this theory will be reinforced if and when the Chiefs spend most of those draft picks on defense.
Now, the other thing that I think is really interesting, the way that it's come down, and I know that you've been able to talk to Brett Veach. I know he looked pretty tired last week when y'all were at the Senior Bowl. But at this point, do you feel like he's bringing this more aggressive attitude to the culmination of what the Chiefs are doing, or is it still more of a partnership with Andy Reid calling the shots just as much?
The sense I've got from the thing is that Brett and Andy work really well together. So Andy had a lot of influence when John was here, right? So it doesn't really matter. Like, Andy as the coach is going to have a say in the ingredients, okay? The thing that I think is important that I really believe is that Andy really respects Brett's ability to spot talent. You know, Brett was like the first one on the staff to like identify Mahomes as somebody they probably should draft. So, you know, I if you look at his history, you know, LeSean McCoy, like there's guys that he's evaluated before and gets credit for in Andy Reid's opinion. So he respects Brett's scouting eye. And everything I've heard is that, you know, he's been more organized than they previously had there. And that there are processes in place that make this thing run a little bit more smoother than it had been. I think Clark is very happy with Brett Veach.
Well, and we heard through the process that there was a second round pick offered from Cleveland. So obviously the two were still in communication. Do you think it came down to the addition of a young corner at a position that they need that really turned the tide in that direction?
Yes, absolutely. 90%, man. That's one on the table. Like, for Cleveland, if they're offering their second round pick, that's like a first round pick, man. Mm-hmm. And John Dorsey just got outbid, bro. He's already like, Kendall Fuller is good, and there's not gonna be a learning curve or a rookie wall or anything like that. The value of this guy, like, and you can tell because like Washington fans are pissed that they traded him. You know, that's never a good sign for a team. That's just trade away a player when the fans love him and he's, you know, gets traded. So 22 years old, that's important too.
Well, and his teammates are pretty up in arms too, right? And I know that when you were down in the Senior Bowl, this is probably when this window for negotiation happened, and I know Veach looked pretty wore out, but let me switch over real quick. Now that you have a corner in place, which I think is probably one of their top three needs going into last week, one of the other ones is what they're going to do outside. And yes, D4's probably back. Did you see anybody while you were at the Senior Bowl that really gave you some spark that might be somebody you'd like to see in Kansas City in terms of a younger edge guy?
I heard some good things about Marcus Davenport, but honestly, at the Senior Bowl, I spent so much time trying to run stuff down that I didn't have a lot of time to sit there and evaluate players the way I prefer. A lot of times the job gets in the way of me, like, doing the scouting stuff I prefer. So I got to actually get caught up on all my draft stuff. I will. Now that this gigantic domino has fallen with ads being traded, I can finally do what I love. That's evaluating players. So, and actually, you guys know I love my job anyway, but the thing that really fires me up is like getting in the film room and ranking guys and, you know, the draft stuff. So, I'll have something for you guys by the end of the month, but it has been absolutely crazy up until now. So hopefully when this season ends, I can dive in the draft and, you know, I'll come back on with you guys, before the draft. We can get something done.
That'll be great. Last thing, I know that players have made a lot of media appearances, kind of still in shock that the trade came down the way it did. Do you think that this is something that's going to get taken care of and suited and ready to move forward by OTAs?
Oh, you mean like, are you asking like if players are like pissed off about it?
Not pissed, but just still shocked. You know, Travis Kelce, in the media at least, still seems shocked.
In a week, these guys have been around long enough to know, like, a team trades for somebody in your position and gives up two first-round picks to do it. That dude's going to start at some point. And the Chiefs, I mean, in a lot of ways, Alex was, you know, lucky that he got the year. You know, and Pat was, too. The team is so impatient these days. So, yeah, they'll be over it, man. I think this team's going to get younger. And I think that's the right thing to do. You got to rebuild around Pat, you know. You got to find some young guys here. You know, Brett Veach is good at evaluating talent, my man. I think he's got it off to a really good start. So, you know, it's going to be on him to restack his roster. And I will tell you this. Between Harrison Butker, this Kendall Fuller trade, and Reggie Wagner, those are three really strong moves, okay? And you can say what you want about the Irving trade. You know, I think he's got to change his body or move to tight end. That's just my personal opinion. But, like, there's no good swing tackles either. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. At the point where they got him, you're not going to find it. But they're not going to find a serviceable swing tackle. So that was – it took a swing at it, you know, and I get it. So, look, good start for these guys. It's going to be an interesting offseason. I think the Chiefs – good news for Chiefs fans, been kicked down so much over the last 20 years. But I think this team's going to be super compelling to follow for the next 3 to 4 seasons.
Well, Trez Paylor, thank you for your time. Really appreciate you jumping on, and safe travels back home.
Okay. Thanks, man.
And that's it for us today. We're going to dig into the offseason, start looking at the depth chart and the position reviews. We're going to talk with Seth on Thursday. We got a great lineup. Don't let the offseason fool you. Stay subscribed. Tell your friends to subscribe so we can all be talking the same language. We have tons of content coming for you. Thanks for listening today, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Locked On Chiefs podcast. While you're out there, give us a rating or review and reach out to us on Twitter @RyanTracyNFL and @ChrisClarkNFL. We'll talk to you next time.